And at this point, I want to share one of our special partners that we have here at Peace. That is the Gideons. They partner with us in sharing that peace of Jesus through God's Word. And we believe that God's Word is effective in and out of season at all times. And so we want to hear from the Gideons and find out how they're doing and how we can support them. We did have some pamphlets before Chuck comes forward. We did have some pamphlets out in the narthex. I don't know if everyone got one. So our elders, Karen and Bill, they've got those folders. If you didn't get one and you'd like one, just go ahead and raise your hand and we'll make sure they come your way. All right. And our Gideon that's with us today is Chuck Henderer and his lovely wife, Shirley. Great to have both of you here today, Shirley and Chuck, and great to have this partnership.
Thank you, Pastor Lucky. It's been a while since I've been here. I have been here before. I don't know about you, but I love to read about and hear about divine appointments. I want to share a few divine appointments with you. One took place in quite a ways away from here. It was a young mother, single mom, had a little boy. She found herself in a small, dark closet one day with a loaded gun. She cried out to God, "Lord, if you aren't going to do something quickly, I'm going to end it right now." Well, about this time, she heard the front door of her house open. She heard her little boy come through the door, hollering, "Mommy, Mommy, come see what I have." Well, Terry, her name was Terry, she put the gun away, put it aside, composed herself as best she could, and she went out to see what her little boy was so excited about. When she found him, he was holding a little testament like this. "One of the other divine appointments happened on your street, just down the road a ways, in front of Philomath High School. I was standing there with a couple other Gideons this last Wednesday and waiting for the high school students to come out so I could hand them their copy of God's Word. But about that time, I noticed down the sidewalk, here came many little children, young children. I stopped one of them and I said, 'Where are you from? Where are you coming from?' From the elementary school down off of Applegate. I had a bag with about half of it full of these little testaments, and those little kids were so happy and eager to receive a little testament of their own. Before long, the bag was empty, and I headed to go back to the truck and get some more, but by this time, the high school kids had come out, and so my divine appointment was being at that spot, just where the driveway comes out of the parking lot, where the kids from the elementary school were coming by. I didn't know they were coming, neither did the other Gideons that were there with me. But it's a joy to see the expression on the kids' face. And most of them said, "Thank you." You know, they're very polite. Now, if Paul Harvey were here today, and some of you remember Paul Harvey, Paul Harvey would say, "Good morning, Americans. Let me tell you the rest of the story." The rest of the story about the loaded gun. Yes, that lady had the testament with her little boy, and they sat down together and began her life's journey with Jesus. Jesus had a very tender spot in his heart for children. When the disciples tried to keep the mothers from bringing their children to be blessed by him, he said, no. "Let the children come unto me. Except you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." So Jesus loves little children. So do my wife and I. We have a new little grandson, 2.5 years old. He's coming from Sydney, Australia in 2 months. Yes, little children are precious. And they need the gospel just like their older brothers and sisters. Little brother and sister came by. I said, whoa, 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 I know you. You're Seth. You're Ellie. Yeah, they live down the street here too. Chuck Kelly's little kid, grandkids. So the Bibles that we hand out, and we give these to the college students at OSU, around 2,000 of them every fall. It'll be the 1st of October. It's a joy to give them to the people that come by, the students that come by. And yes, they're doing this with their iPhones. And so this year I can give them a little application that they can find up to 200 languages on their iPhone. The Gideons provide those. They're free. So the main divine appointment that happened 120 years ago happened in Biscowell, Wisconsin. Two businessmen were traveling. They stopped at a motel to spend the night. Uh-oh, it's only one room. So they shared the room. As they were getting ready for bed, they discovered that each one was a believer. They prayed together. They read their Bible. And then they got the idea, the inspiration. Why don't we see if we can't start a movement to put a Bible like this in every motel room? And so they went back to their home churches and told their congregations what their plan was. And in conjunction with the churches in America, like yours, evangelical churches that love the Lord and want His word spread, that's the liaison that started over 120 years ago. So the Gideons now, it took us 30 years to pass out a million of these. Now it happens every 4 days. Every 4 days, somewhere around the world, there's a Bible being placed. So how can you help? Well, at the close of the service, Oscar will be back there. I'll be over here. We'll have our Bible open. And you want to contribute to help us buy these Bibles? $5. Whoops. $5 buys a Bible like this we put in the motel room. $120. You can send a whole box of these, 100 of them, anywhere in the world. I couldn't find it when I first came to your lobby, but eventually I found them in your, what's that room called?
Fellowship Hall.
Fellowship Hall. There's a rack. And there's a whole bunch of cards. You can buy Bibles and send cards thinking of you, all those people that you prayed for. Those who, and the Schmizers, I know them too. In memory of someone who's gone to be with the Lord. Or in recognition, graduations, birthdays, all kinds of reasons. There's cards back there for you. You're praying for somebody. So take the card. Inside, there's a little envelope. Just fill out how many you want to buy, you know, and send it to the Gideons. Also in your bulletin, there's an envelope. If you're not prepared today, there's an envelope that's addressed to the Gideons. You can send a contribution whenever you like. I'll get it at the post office downtown. Proverbs 3:27, what does that say? You should memorize this verse. It says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, what it is in the power of your hand to do it. Thank you for letting me come and share about these divine appointments. Maybe some of your kids or grandkids got one of these Wednesday. One person stopped their car, I'm not supposed to do this, but the boy inside said, we didn't get one, so I went over and I gave it into the car. You know, nobody saw me do it, but anyway, God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to come.
Thanks, Chuck.